Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of Savvy Talk, a weekly podcast about communication strategies with your host, Maha Abulunin. Hey Maha, so what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about the art of storytelling and how to tell impactful stories in this course sort of age of speed and noise.
So why is this important?
So do you like to hear a good story?
Of course.
How about telling stories?
Sometimes.
So stories are a really great way to spread ideas. So good stories can propel people to change. And we think about communications and businesses or personal brands. And to be effective, they should tell really good stories.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you look at those campaigns that really resonate with us, or those ones that did really, really well, were the ones that told this amazing story that connected with us, right?
What we're trying to get at is stories really make it easier for people to understand, and therefore they're the best way to convey your ideas.
So what makes a good story for a brand, Maha?
Stories that speak to emotions have a higher ROI than stories that don't. So first is you want to tell a story that paints a picture for the audience. So at Google, for example, we never talked about Google. Like, we don't do chest beating and say we're so great. So we would put the users in the center of the story and people who benefited from any of Google's services to tell that story. So how a YouTube video moved them, or how having access to information gave them knowledge, or how being able to list their business on Google Maps allowed them to be discovered. Second thing, and this is something out of the Netflix playbook, is tell a story that leans into a brand truth. So what do we mean by a brand truth? It's like something that puts the consumer in the center of that story, like something that you and I both go through. So for example, for Netflix, we always have this brand truth of like, we get together with a bunch of friends and we can't decide what do we watch. And then you spend an hour trying to figure it out. In the end, you don't watch anything because you couldn't all agree on what to watch. So that's a brand truth where everyone does that. Tapping into something that people already do, people already experience, where they can say, oh my God, I've been there, I've done that. The third thing is create a story that is two things. It's shareable and snackable. So a shareable story is something that you would want to share on your Facebook page or repost it on Instagram or retweet it. What causes you to say, hey, this is something I saw that was interesting that I want to share with other people? Secondly, is you want a story that's snackable. So snackable is digestible, easy to understand, short. People have really limited attention span. So you want to cater to that snackable content that people can digest quickly. And it's a tongue twister for me to say this, but something that's thumb stopping. So it makes you stop your thumb. So when you're sitting like somewhere and you're scrolling through your phone, what makes you stop your thumb to, oh, I want to read that or I want to check that out. So you want to be thumb stop.
Thumb stopping.
It's hard to say.
Thumb stopping.
Thumb stopping. Number four, try to create stories that are relevant to the timing. So for example, the National Day takes place in the UAE every year in December. Think about how Do created a campaign around why people love being in the UAE. They brought a personal message. It was a lot of nostalgia. People started sharing old stories.
And they just highlighted like the 40 years of the UAE and the kind of connect people that grew up here have.
People became part of the story because the timing was so good. If they try to execute that type of outreach at a different time, the story wouldn't have had the same impact. So the second aspect of storytelling is who can tell a great story. Best storytellers are not paid people. So you could have the company spokesperson, you could have the CEO, you could have your customers be your storytellers. But one of the biggest trends happening right now is the employees are becoming really empowering storytellers. So research just came out in a study that says content that's shared by employees gets 8 times more engagement than something that's shared on a company's channel because they work there. They have a level of credibility. They have a level of authenticity. And if an employee is so proud about it that they're talking about it on their social media, that means that it must be good or it must be right or something that they're proud that they would like to share. Storytellers can be anybody. The most important thing is that they need to be authentic and they need to be credible. So one of the things we're going to go over now is kind of 4 steps of how you can tell a great story. So one is ask for information, because stories can come from anywhere. So if you have a company, get on the Slack channel, ask if anybody has any cool stories that they heard of that they want to share. Go to your social media. Find out what kind of stories are on their social media that might be worth amplifying or sharing with other people on a greater scale or level. Talk to your customers. Your best stories are coming from your customers. So really try to tap into what are your customers saying, what kind of stories, how have you changed their lives, and ask them if they'd be willing to share that story with a wider audience. Two is develop a narrative or a main theme that is compelling. So a story must have a couple of different elements in it. One, it should be personal. Two, it could show a contrast, you know. It could be a contrast between big, small, rich, poor, dramatic. So if you have anything dramatic that you want to share that's contrasting, that's a compelling story. The narrative of your story, your message, should also be simple. So don't try to overcomplicate it. Try to think about something you'd like to convey and keep it super simple so that people can digest and understand your message. The key with effective storytelling is don't show sympathy, but show empathy in your brand, and try to make sure that you are being super authentic and you're telling the truth in whatever you're trying to convey. The fourth one is, how is the best way to tell the story? A lot of companies spend their time thinking about how to create that content in the story, and they have to think about how they're going to share it or how they're going to put it out. Is it a podcast? Is it a blog post? Is it a press release? Is it a speech? Is it an ad? Is it a digital campaign? So there's many formats in telling stories. You need to find the medium that's appropriate for the message to the audience you're trying to reach. A lot of people think in storytelling, like if they're doing an ad especially, like we need to have a call to action. What are they going to do? What are we going to ask them to do? If you have a very good, compelling story, you don't need that call to action because it's inherent or it's implied by the story itself moving them. So it wants them to, when people listen to that story or hear that story, they want to take action themselves.
And it could be a turnoff sometimes too, right? Like you've gone through this moving story and suddenly you have this very jarring, go do this or go do that or go to check this out, when the story is doing its job already.
It's one thing to create a story, but it's another thing to see it go viral. And we've talked about this before, that virals, like virus, you can't control it. It goes everywhere. So how do you make a story go viral? Like, what if you think you have a story that you really want the world to see? There's kind of three main trends that happen consistently when a story goes viral. First is a tastemaker sparks it. So when you think about, can't believe I'm going to say this, but like Kiki, do you love me? That Drake song and the dance. Like, it went viral because there was one guy, he made a video about it and just went viral, right? Second is communities spread stories. So if it's a good story, people want to hear about it. And I'll tell a friend and you'll tell a friend. And I'm not talking about a viral video on social media. I'm talking about a real story about a company and a brand that really moved people to do something.
Yeah, so like the Do one was like that, where literally everybody in the UAE who had even a remote connect, even if they've been around for a couple of years, like my feed was full of people just sharing that story and sending it over messages and stuff like that because it had such a beautiful connect.
Yeah, and that kind of leads to the third piece, which is there's a connection and there's shared anticipation. So like you've created a connection with people and there's shared anticipation, like what's going to happen next? Like what's a company going to do next? How are things going to evolve? Nike is a great example with the Colin Kaepernick campaign. Like obviously he had made a statement, but then the company decided to use that to stand up for something. There was a connection. What do you stand up for? They do this a lot, like the She Runs campaign. They have shared anticipation and they put the consumer in the heart of the story, and then it creates a community, and then the community takes that story viral. I think impactful storytelling also, like besides wanting you to feel something or to think something, you also want it to make you act. So bring energy to the message and what you're trying to do. Like now it's not enough where we want a brand or a company that's selling me stuff. They gotta be doing something good behind it. So you think of like Warby Parker, you buy a pair of glasses, they donate a pair. Toms, you buy a pair of shoe, you donate a pair. So when you think about the stories, when I think of Toms, I think of those kids in Argentina that I'm helping. So really think about the brand purpose in your storytelling and try to find a way to tell that story, not just about how great shoes they are, but how it's having an impact on the lives of people.
So what are some examples maybe of good storytelling or good campaigns that are really worked for brand?
So I think one that I really love is this campaign that was done in Egypt with Nescafe. And, you know, to get through college, you got to drink a lot of coffee. And so instead of saying how students should drink coffee to stay awake for their exams or to push through the finals on the last home stretch, they really asked the students to talk about what the role coffee has in their lives and how does it play in university life, and really personalize the approach and the students. And it won a lot of awards, and it's great storytelling because it's personable, it's credible. They have emotional stories. These are students that you want to root for and you want them to win and you want them to succeed in what they're doing, and coffee may be one of the conduits powering them through it. But it's a really good example of storytelling. I encourage you guys to check it out. We'll put a link in the episode notes.
All right, so that's all we have for you on this storytelling episode of Savvy Talk. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. We're also in streaming apps like Spotify, Deezer, and Anghami. And you can also launch us as a flash briefing skill on Alexa. For more information, feel free to visit digitalandsavvy.com/savvytalk, and we'll see you next week.